Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we got a lot of great stuff we're covering and a lot of stuff that, I don't know, maybe not so enjoyable to cover, but it has to be covered. It's what we do. I'm going to bring you up to date on Chris Saunders in a few moments. Chris is a master patrol officer with the Richmond Police Department. The name probably is familiar. He was actually one of the earliest recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. He's, at this very moment, got the toughest battle that he's ever been in. I think he'd probably trade this situation for a dozen felony arrests if he could. So I'll bring you up to date on that about 10 minutes from now. If you want to get details ahead of time, you can head over to Facebook. I've got the Jeff Katz page in parentheses. It says Radio Katz. So they've just changed that. It's now a big public page with tens of thousands of people there and what have you. But it's a good place to go. I've got the story up there. I've got the story up on Facebook, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, as well as the Radio Katz page. So either place will get you the details that you need. Well, the very latest water crisis involving the city of Richmond and the Richmond Water Treatment Facility. The mayor, can't say he's the new mayor anymore. He's been on the job 6 months. I would kind of hope that he would have put some people in place that knew what they were doing, held people accountable who clearly didn't know what they were doing. But it's those of us in the suburbs, those of us in the counties who are saying, hey, why is my water tied to them? Why do I have to be dependent on people in the city of Richmond at Richmond City Hall who just don't seem to be competent? And I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that friends and neighbors over in Mechanicsville, as an example, and I think some folks in Ashland got whacked with this latest water crisis from the city. Ryan Hudson is somebody I've known for a long time. He and I served together on the Hanover County Community Services Board. Ryan went on to seek the seat, the Board of Supervisors seat for Mechanicsville, and he's a member of the Board of Supes, doing a great job, and happy to say he's joining us to shed a little light on this. Ryan, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy to say I didn't go through any of the water situation that you guys over in Mechanicsville did. What exactly were you dealing with this time?
Well, kind of the impact for our Mechanicsville area residents was by design, and that was what you saw a lot of social media chatter about, was that they were seeing reduced pressure out of their faucets at home. And when I say that was by design, that is a method that utilities can use to reduce consumption and use of water. A method of conservation. And so the impact really was minimal, and I have to assure all of our shared constituency across Hanover that our administration, our engineers, our director of public utilities really have done an outstanding job to avoid and minimize any impact to Hanover citizens, which, as you know, particularly we call it, say, east of I-95, were the most impacted areas in January, on January 6th, and then just the other day, what we were seeing was really just some minimal reduced pressure, but the citizens of the Mechanicsville area are the largest consumers of the city fed water in Hanover County.
All right, now this raises the question, Ryan, and we've been talking about it. Should we in Hanover continue to depend on the city of Richmond and an operation there? And I'm trying to be charitable, but I don't think they're going to win any awards for being one of the best run systems out there. So are we doing right by our people in Hanover saying, yep, we're still going to be dependent on them? Should we be looking at other options to operate things ourselves?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
So first let me say that we as supervisors and county administration, we feel and see the frustration that is very valid from our constituents. And even before the water crisis on January 6th of this year, county staff was looking into long-term sustainable methods for the county's water system. And so it's kind of multifaceted, and certainly the original crisis on January 6th has accelerated things, right? I had people that had lived in Hanover their whole life and didn't know that we were getting water from the city of Richmond. And I, while their frustration and anger was valid, I would say to them, well, you can certainly be mad at me, but you need to realize that you're going to be mad at 10-year-old me. That's how long we've been getting water from the city. And, of course, they would always chuckle like, oh, okay. Yeah. So we actually had a pre-planned public meeting on coming up on June 11th with the Henrico Board of Supervisors to develop a couple things. There's one is to develop perhaps a kind of long-standing emergency contract so that if there is a water emergency like that we did experience, that we can immediately isolate ourselves, which also happened just the other day. Our folks were at the ready and immediately isolated our system, reduced pressure, started to store up water, and so that we could be prepared for whatever may come our way. And thankfully, it really didn't. But so to begin an agreement with Henrico County and the capacities that their reservoir could handle so that I'm simplifying things for the listeners. Sure. We can shut us off from the city and open up a valve from Henrico County and have an agreement with them to purchase water to either minimize or have a seamless transfer of flow from the city of Richmond to Hanover County. And that is going to be handled as you can imagine, by some engineers well above our pay grades that will work to find the most not only cost-effective measure as well as the most efficient measure from a transferable standpoint to get it to Hanover County. And then everyone says, we need our own reservoir in Hanover County. That came up in the late 80s, and the not-in-my-backyard folks really stomped that out at that time. And the documents are still around and exist and all that sort of thing. It's not something that is that can't be obtained, and many folks were here then. But even if today we determined where a reservoir could go, we are talking about a 25 to 30 year timeline. The current reservoir that Henrico County has up in Cumberland actually began around 1999, and it is just now getting ready to be online. The first thing is to get a emergency sustainable solution with our other partners in Henrico, but also in conjunction with that is to have a very frank discussion about some regional oversight. I heard you earlier on air say that localities, the other municipalities in the region, are the largest customers for the city of Richmond. And currently, with our current agreement, that's exactly what we are. We're just really big customers. And so one of the things that will be discussed is some regional oversight, not to be confused with a regional authority, the way that it has been explained to me that if we had a regional authority, like we have a Central Virginia Transportation Authority, that sort of thing, that would require us to take on their debt service,
right?
And in a shared capacity, and that's something that we're just not really ready to do at this point. But to have some regional oversight is certainly something that seems to be needed. And to the city's credit, I know we all kind of cringe when we think about that, but they have made improvements. They are communicating better. And that sort of thing. Do we all recognize that they have a long way to go? But look, it's not going to do me any good to sit here and point fingers. I've got to work with these people and that sort of thing for many things regionally. So, you know, we send our own people down. Henrico and Hanover instantly sent people down to make sure that our respective constituencies' best interest was looked after, and they stayed for days. So that's where we're at.
All right. Well, listen, Ryan, number one, I appreciate you being here, and everybody should know that you actually reached out to me and said, I'm hearing the chat about this. My constituents are dealing with this. Be happy to jump on. And so great to have you here. I will say, as I've said so many times for years, I love my county. I really do. I love Hanover County, and I love our county manager. I think John Badeski is just one of the best of the best, and I'm thrilled that he is here in Hanover, and I don't want him going anywhere else. So if he's on the case, then I have great confidence that we're going to do the right thing, and I appreciate the insight on some of those possibilities. We'll get you back. We'll talk about it. We'll see where we are. And as always, I appreciate your service. That is my friend Ryan Hudson. Ryan is the Mechanicsville District Supervisor on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. Some insight there on what we in Hanover County are doing, how Hanover County reaching out to have some sort of an emergency plan, if you will, with Henrico. And also have some honest, tough discussions with the city. It's just going to have to happen. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.